Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Her own life experience of substance abuse, a debilitating car accident, child abuse, loss of her own child, cancer at 18, and again at 48, all became catalysts for Kate to help others beat down the doors of defeat and focus on creating a truly amazing life. With the help of some dynamic individuals who've also overcome life's challenges and truly came out stronger, Kate promises to bring listeners an inspiring hour of power filled with humor and insight. Join Kate and her weekly guest as they share their secrets, what almost brought them down, and the inspiring techniques we all need to make our lives epic and spread the juiciness of hope. Now, here's your host, Kate Hennessy.
You're going to be inspired. Our first guest is Fran Drescher. And yes, she was Nanny Fine, and she is now on the hit show Happily Divorced. She's also an author and a speaker, but that isn't what makes Fran special. What makes her special is that she is a woman, and she is a woman like many of us that has survived cancer. She's going to talk to us about her journey, one that I have watched many friends struggle through and lose the battle. Through my own battle of cancer at 18 and then at 48, I know all too well the emotional upheaval it can cause in one's life, and that the only way many of us have survived was because of people like Fran. She stepped up to the plate for us and led the way, asking questions many women will not ask through her interviews and talks across the country, and of course her website, cancerschmancer.org. So welcome, Fran. What a pleasure to have you come and talk to us today.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
This is wonderful. And you know what? I know we're going to talk about some pretty heavy stuff and about your journey and other people's. But before we start that, I really want you to tell our audience about your first children's book, Being Wendy.
Being Wendy is a book that I decided to write because the popularity of the nanny prevails and being viewed by children that weren't even alive when I started the show and while we were shooting that show. And I thought that I would like to leverage my popularity with them by writing an entertaining and good positive message book for them. And so I came up with Being Wendy, that's published by Penguin Books, and it's available, you know, on Amazon and all the usual book outlets. And, I was getting increasingly more concerned about the bullying that takes place at school and the fact that children that are different are marginalized and isolated and often abused in their lives. And so I thought, you know, I would create a magical place called Boxville where everybody kind of wears a box and the box has a name on it of what you are supposed to be. And there's this little girl, Wendy, who just doesn't know what box to put herself into because there's so many things that she feels she wants to be, and she just feels different from the community and her family. And she travels this journey with her, you know, and ultimately at the end, her family learns to embrace the fact that she's different and discard the idea that everybody needs to fit in a box and think inside that box. And so they shed their boxes and pack up their things and move to a new place. They leave Foxville for Freedom Land.
It's what a great concept, and the fact that you came up with that, and I think it's a great segue into what we want to talk about, because isn't that exactly what most, especially women, we box ourselves in, we wear so many hats, and we barely, you know, have time for ourselves, right? And so you've got this young girl kind of thinking at last outside of the box, and I think that's where I want to start talking to you about your own journey. When you were diagnosed with cancer, I would think it's got to be about 13 years now.
In June, I'll be 13 years well, and So it's like 12 and a half years.
Wow. And how are you? How are you health-wise?
I feel great. Recently, in the past several months, embraced an even more pristine lifestyle for myself, which heavily involves nutrition and also works hand in hand with a program that we've launched through my organization, the Cancer Schmancer Movement, which is called Trash Cancer, and it engages Americans on how to reduce your risk of cancer by living a more toxic-free life and reducing the levels of toxins in your home, which you have a lot of control over and turns out to be the most toxic place we spend the most time in. So, you know, what you eat, what you put on your skin, all of your personal care items for you and your family, and what you clean your home with and what you garden with is all things that we need to start making healthier choices about, and so that we don't constantly bombard ourselves with carcinogens and toxins and really compromise our immune system, because, you know, there's only so much it can fight before it just can't help you anymore from getting, you know, cancer. So we're really working on that, and I am living that, you know, through example. It's nothing that you do overnight. It's a gradual kind of, you know, changeover of products, and, you know, certainly things that you put on your skin every day should be questioned first. What are you cleaning your house with? And trying to eat organic and as much plant-based as possible, with much, much less animal protein, which also should be organic or wild.
Yeah. Well, you know, if people go and see your video, Trash Cancer Parties, whatever you're doing is working, because you're cute as a button and you look fantastic. So whatever you're doing, I want to do that too.
I'm feeling better than ever, and I get complimented all the time on how clear and beautiful my skin looks. And it's because, you know, I'm helping my liver to keep my whole body clean, which is the job of the liver, because I'm not inundating my body with things that are impure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now, while we're on that topic, I'm just going to give you an idea. When I was 18, I was diagnosed with cervical cancer. And the beauty about being 18 is that you're an idiot. Because when you're 18, you think you're invincible. And I think that those thoughts, thinking that, really, really helped me get through that time. When I was 48, I was diagnosed again. The difference this time was I went through and I had a complete hysterectomy, and the doctor the very next day came to see me and he handed me a bottle of estrogen and said, go home, rub it on your arms and you'll feel fine. And so I went home and looked it up, and it causes breast cancer. It's been proven to cause breast cancer. And I kind of thought, why would I do this? Why would I just listen to him and just go ahead, carte blanche, and do what he says? What are your feelings about, you know, the estrogens and things like this, that women are just told, take this, you know, you'll be fine. You'll go into menopause and have very few hot flashes, but you may get cancer again.
Well, you know, nothing is so black and white. I think that what's actually been proven where the breast cancer is concerned is the combination of estrogen and progesterone. Mm-hmm. So I don't know whether it was just one cream or two creams or anything like that, but I think that truthfully, the jury is really, there's no proof that a woman that has no reproductive organs anymore and is only taking small amounts of estrogen to keep her from, you know, spiraling into a surgical menopause, which is much more severe than the gradual natural menopause that nature, you know, has a woman go through. And even that is challenging. But certainly when they yank everything out of you all at once, you do need something to ease you into, ease your body into this new condition that it's in. So, you know, I think that I resort to a lot of alternative options now. I do think that it's wise to not take what your traditional doctor says as gospel. There are many options to how to help yourself. I'm not saying that hormone replacement therapy is a terrible thing, but with anything, particularly when you're dealing with hormones, they should not be prescribed willy-nilly. And what we do at Cancer Schmancer is transform patients into medical consumers. So, yes, you take your doctor's suggestions and then do your research and then ask other people what their opinions are. And, you know, now with the internet, there's a wealth of information. But even within that, you have to be very discerning because anyone can post something. And, you know, people write papers all the time. If there's studies done with at least, you know, I would say, you know, 1,500 women plus, you have a better, you know, more significant result than if somebody posts a paper who did a research study involving, you know, 20 women. You can't really take that as being credible. You have to look deeper. You have to research more. You have to ask more questions. Always go for a second opinion. And if you want to resort to people that are medical doctors, but also are open to and are practicing, introducing and incorporating more, alternative Chinese, you know, options. They're all out there. You know, sometimes acupuncture can stimulate, you know, glands in the body that can release certain hormones that can make you feel good, too. Sometimes in, you know, alternative, there are different kinds of enzymes that you may take or herbs that you may take or some people like taking, you know, the bioidenticals.
Yeah.
But it's really a very personal thing. I would never make a blanket statement. And personally, for me, when I had my radical hysterectomy from uterine cancer, I did get an estrogen patch, and which is very, you know, slowly secreted through the derma, through your skin, that I change twice a week. So there's not the spiking that you may have if you take a pill. It's just slowly being absorbed into your body. And over these 12 years, I've been slowly reducing it, cutting more and more off of the little patch that I continue to wear, FYI.
So, okay.
Now,
okay.
And I'm always getting my breast checked, and I'm always getting my my hormone levels checked, and so far, so good.
Good. Okay. Well, thank you, Fran, for that. We're just going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to speak with Fran Drescher and learn a little bit more about Cancer Schmancer. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
Are you struggling through difficult times? Well, during these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show, Teaching from the Heart with Julie K, and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and even to our own lives. Well, this is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She will teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042 or email julie@mindfocusgeneration.com.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny.
We're back on Get Focused Radio with my special guest, Fran Drescher. And Fran, we were just talking a little bit about alternatives to, you know, what doctors pretty much prescribe and what works for you. And now tell me, do you have, I know they're in 40 states, we have this new vaccine, the HPV. Are you, do you have any thoughts on that? I know that the young girls now, I think they start in grade 8, are being vaccinated for cervical cancer. It protects against 4 major types. Any thoughts on that?
You know, I actually am supportive of it because I think that the human papillomavirus is something that you got and a lot of women get, and you tend to get it from the male, and it has nothing to do with promiscuity. You can, you know, be a virgin till you're married, and then your husband, who may be the only man you've ever been close to, can give it to you. It's a virus that is found on the male species that gets passed to the female species. Now, there are many, many strains of HPV, and only a small handful that can actually cause cancer. And then the rest can cause a host of other problems that are much more benign, from skin problems, et cetera.
Right.
So we're really concerned about the kind that can cause cancer. Now, there's a lot of research being done on this because actually it's is now being thought that it not only can cause cervical cancer, but the same virus that can cause the cancer can cause colorectal cancer if you happen to, you know, participate in anal intercourse. And so that's not just exclusive to men passing it to women, but if it's men with men, that's something that men should consider as well in terms of the vaccine. And then there's also people that are experts in this field that are saying that they're linking it also to head and neck cancer through oral sex. So this is a virus. Now, not everybody is going to be prone to this virus, just like everything else. Most people are going to be able to fight off the virus like they fight off many viruses that we're exposed to every single day of our lives. But then there are those people that, for whatever reason, their body has a harder time fighting off the virus. And for them, taking the HPV vaccine, which is a dead virus in the vaccine, can make a difference in what their fate is going to be. On the other hand, you know, maybe you, had you ever done pap smears, or did you feel like you were too young?
Well, no, that's actually how I was diagnosed initially. Back in the day, when you started a new job, you had to have a complete physical. And I had never had one up to the age of 18. So when I had a complete physical, it was then that it was discovered that I was at stage 4 and I had cervical cancer.
So, at 18 years old?
It would never have been discovered. I would have just gone on. And never
now
bothered to have a pap.
You were 18 years old?
Yep.
Had you already been sexually active?
No, never. So it was, you know, and I'm so glad that we're sharing this with everybody now. Everyone knows. My mother will be thrilled. It was just something. And of course, I also, you know, believe that because of our background, that it's in now, obviously, in our family, hadn't been before. But I have 4 daughters. So I want all of them, you know, to have the HPV vaccine. And I don't know how I would have felt about it if I'd never had cancer. So I think, as you say, we just have to be so educated. And I think that's what you've done. Like, you really have been, you know, the pioneer through this. And you've inspired so many women. And I'm assuming, are you getting a lot of feedback from younger women that are saying to you, they're a little bit more on the ball, perhaps, than their mothers were?
Yes, we've actually started a junior league at Cancer Schmanza called, WTF, which is We the Future, but it's really engaging young women and boys alike to start living a healthier, more toxic-free lifestyle, and engaging their parents to do so as well. Nowadays, and by the way, the kids of today, for the first time in U.S. history, have been predicted to not live as long as their parents, because they are the first generation that's been so exposed to hormones. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, because that's a thought. Eating meats that have a lot of hormones in them, being exposed to chlorine, which mimics estrogen in the body, there are so many ways that the body can sort of short circuit, and hormone enhancers, hormone interrupters, you know, can really change the fate of a young person in terms of what kind of cancer they're going to get early on. And a lot of very young women, atypical for the cancers that they're getting, are now getting gynecologic cancers at very early ages. Boys are getting testicular cancer at very early ages. These are all things that we have to be mindful of. And over 90% of cancer is environmental, closer to 95%. So how we're living is having a tremendous impact on our own health and the health of our families. So I urge all of your listeners to go to cancerschmancer.org and click on Trash Cancer and learn more about the things that we are probably purchasing and exposing ourselves to that could have a great impact. You know, even the water that we drink, if it has a lot of chlorine in it and fluoride in it, you know, it's not really recommended. You've got to put some kind of a filtration system on that eliminates that, and reverse osmosis and things like that, because otherwise, you know, we're drinking water that has a lot of chemicals in it, that have ill side effects in the body.
Yeah. Now, have you gone completely organic? Are you vegetarian? Or
I'm almost completely vegan, mm-hmm. but I will have some animal protein now and then. Okay. And I'm completely organic as much as I can be.
Yeah.
And I'm gluten-free.
Okay.
And I'm, you know, listen, nothing is black and white. Everything in life is gray matter. So you can't be rigid about anything. You try your best. And it's a lifestyle change that takes a long time and a lot of getting used to, but it's definitely the direction that we need to go.
Absolutely, absolutely. And as long as this journey includes an occasional glass of red wine, I'm right with you, sister.
Yeah, you can do it. You know, red wine has positive aspects to it. Women in general, you know, are advised not to drink that much alcohol because it does have an effect on their breath. But I, you know, everything in moderation, including moderation. And
right.
I myself, I have a personal issue with metabolizing foods that are very high in histamine. So that creates internal inflammation in my body because I have a problem processing histamine, and that's a direct result of the radical hysterectomy that I had it combined with the appendectomy that was done at the same time for no reason but for precautionary reasons, and the advanced staging, so they took out 40 lymph nodes. So between the lymphectomy and the appendectomy, it seriously compromised my body's ability to filter things naturally.
Yeah.
And it's taken me 10 years to figure that out. And now I know that because of that, I have a problem, you know, like metabolizing histamine. So the more I can reduce the level of histamines that I take in through foods, many foods are very high in histamines. And you can go on the internet and look up, you know, low histamine diet.
Yeah.
And there's no downside to it, really.
I just want to ask you one question, Fran. I know you've got to go, and I'm going to let you go. I want one question that I get asked all the time from women who've gone through radical hysterectomies, and it is weight. I personally suffer from it, too, and I know many women who have emailed me. They have a heck of a time keeping the weight off or getting it off because your body is just thrown without that testosterone in it. And I don't know what it is, but weight is difficult. You don't seem to have that problem.
Well, I'll tell you, since I became predominantly plant-based, and I personally am doing Sunrider Nutrients, which is a very highly concentrated whole food freeze-dried or liquefied nutrients. And nowadays, with the way we farm, which, by the way, is unsustainable, we are eating food that looks like food but really stripped of a lot of the nutrients that it once had years ago. And so we get hungry, we eat more food, but we're still not getting the level of nutrients that we need. So we're actually gaining weight but starving ourselves. And since I started Sunrider, which everybody that I've asked about it or even alternative doctors say if it works and you feel good, stay with it. There's no downside to it. And I drink different things all day long, that's mixed in juices or waters. And so I'm getting so fed with the high nutrient Sunrider that I, for the first time in my life, I don't live to eat. I'm eating to live, and I'm not really hungry that much. I do get hungry, and then I eat, and then I make a healthy choice And then I always have some Sunrider or something to drink. And I feel much better. And I have lost weight, which was a silver lining of going mostly plant-based and having my diet enhanced by the Sunrider drinks a little bit.
And beautiful. So thank you, Fran, for all that information. I want to thank you so much for coming on, and I've had so much fun talking with you, and you've inspired us as you always do. So everyone, look for Fran's new show, Happily Divorced. Check out her book, Being Wendy, and make sure you check up to what she's up to lately at cancerschmancer.org. Thank you so much, Fran Drescher, for coming on.
You're very welcome, and be well to you and your listeners.
Thanks so much. Take care. Bye-bye.